A supply for VAT purposes would generally arise where consideration is present. Consideration is any form of payment, be it in cash or in kind. Suppose we have a registered trader that sells goods to a customer. In return, the customer pays cash to the registered trader. Now, this is your basic form of consideration. Cash has passed from the customer to the registered trader. It is not, however, necessary for cash to pass. The definition of consideration says payment in money or in kind, so it need not be money. For example, in return for the goods, the customer may offer his time, i.e. may have an arrangement where he works one morning a week in the registered trader's business. He would not get paid for that morning. Instead, he receives goods. So the consideration in this example would be the time the customer is giving the registered trader. Hence, there will be a supply for VAT, and the registered trader must determine whether he should charge VAT on the goods supplied. This will depend on whether the goods supplied are taxable or not. Consequently, once consideration is present and we therefore have a supply, we then need to determine whether it is a taxable supply. There are five basic conditions to determining whether a supply merits a charge to VAT. 1. The supply must amount to a supply of goods or services. 2. The supply must be made by a taxable person. 3. The supply must have been made in the United Kingdom. 4. The supply must have been made in the course of a furtherance of business. And finally, 5. It must be a taxable supply by definition. Now, let us consider each of these in turn. So, 1. It must amount to a supply of goods or services. Well, the supply must be goods or services. A supply of goods is defined in the legislation as the transfer of the whole of property in goods by way of sale, hire purchase, conditional sale, or similar transaction. Now, this is effectively exclusive ownership passing. The supply of any form of power, heat, refrigeration, or ventilation, the grant, assignment, or sale or surrender of the freehold or a leasehold exceeding 21 years, all the above would be deemed to be supplies of goods. Anything done for consideration which does not fall within the above is a supply of services. So there is no real definition of services. There is a definition of goods, but if your particular transaction does not fall within this definition, then it will be a service. For example, if we are a retailer who sells a computer to a customer, that will be a supply of goods. Exclusive ownership is passing. The whole property is being sold to a customer. If, on the other hand, the retailer retains ownership of the computer and leases it or rents it to the customer, well, that is a service. Well, there we have the first condition. The second condition is that the supply must be made by a taxable person. A taxable person for VAT purposes is any individual that will be a sole trader, any partnership, company, club or association which is or is required to be registered for VAT. So this is basically any person who has exceeded the compulsory registration tests. So a taxable person is anyone who is registered or is required to be registered. The third condition is that the supply must be made in the United Kingdom. For VAT purposes, the Isle of Man follows the same rules. Goods will be treated as supplied in the country in which they are situated when allocated a sales order. For example, any goods in a UK warehouse will be deemed to be supplied in the UK, that is, where they are situated when they are allocated to an order. Services are deemed to be supplied in the country in which the supplier belongs, i.e., a country in which he has his business establishment, or if there is no such establishment, in the country in which he resides. So, for example, a UK lawyer will be deemed to belong in the UK, therefore his services are supplied in the UK. Now there are various overrides to these basic rules which will be covered later in the course, but for now, just stick with the basic principles. The next condition is that the supply must be made in the course or furtherance of the business. VAT is only applicable to persons in business. It will not apply to members of the public who simply sell an old table through the local advertiser. EU definition refers to businesses as economic activity, whereas the UK definition refers to businesses as being any person carrying on a trade, profession, or vocation. Both of these definitions seem to imply a profit motive, but this does not always have to be present. In the majority of cases, it will be fairly obvious whether you are in business or not. Where this is not the case, and there is uncertainty, case law will have to be referred to. One of the most famous cases on whether or not you are in business was Lord Fisher back in 1981. Here, an individual owned the shoot, which was enjoyed by him and his friends. His friends contributed to the shoot running costs, and customs were maintaining that the contributions represented consideration for a VATable supply in the individual's business, i.e., running the shoot. It was held that this was not a business. A hobby will never be a business. The final point is whether or not the supply is a taxable supply. Once it has been established that there is a supply, we then need to determine whether the supply is taxable, exempt, or outside the scope of VAT completely. Now, taxable will be at one of three rates. You have the standard rate, a lower rate, and a zero rate. The standard rate is currently 17.5%, the lower rate is currently 5%, and the zero rate, as you would expect, is 0%. The legislation details supplies which are at the lower rate of 5%, the zero rate of 0%, the exempt supplies, and to a certain extent, the supplies which are outside the scope of VAT. If your supply is not within one of these specific definitions, which we will cover in the next session, then the supply is taxable at 17.5%. The importance of whether or not you have a taxable supply, and at what rate that taxable supply is, will be covered in the next session. So there we have it, the five conditions. For there to be a taxable supply, you must meet all five. That concludes this lecture on the definition of supply.